time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
There's more insanity to end the week, as nothing seems to make sense in America anymore. Just a day after the president signed an executive order ostensibly to keep families intact, some 20,000 unaccompanied migrant children are reportedly to be sheltered on U.S. military bases, according to a Pentagon official, following a request from the Department of Health and Human Services. Meanwhile, experts say the process to reunite detained children with their families is in total chaos, as is on display in this exchange between Freedom Caucus member Jim Jordan and CNN's John Berman.
You said it's news to me that the administration doesn't have a plan to reunite these 2,300 kids with their parents.
The president signed an executive order
yesterday. That is not about the reunification. That is about what to do going forward.
Let's work that. Let's fix that. But we also have to deal with the Flores decision, which is the impetus, which is the catalyst for why they're separated in the first place.
I just want to be clear. You want the administration to reunite these 2,300 children with their parents immediately.
John, everyone wants the kids to be reunited with their parents, but you have to sort it out. You have to do it in a way that's consistent with the law. You have to fix the asylum law, which is broken.
You keep saying everyone wants these 2,300 children reunited with their parents. I just don't know if that's the case based on the answer we got from the administration overnight. I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
He signed an executive order yesterday. What else do you want?
There's nothing in the executive order. You show me in the executive order where he says any one thing about reuniting the people already separated. It doesn't. It just doesn't say anything about reuniting those kids with their parents.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's running to unseat Ted Cruz from the U.S. Senate, has been to the border facilities and tells MSNBC's Chris Hayes that Trump's crackdown has only made the situation exponentially worse.
When you see CBP officers, and you may have seen this in McAllen and Reynosa, rejecting lawful asylum seekers from crossing into this country at an international bridge, thereby providing an incentive for them to cross in between ports of entry and then arresting them, then taking their kids from them, they have absolutely created this crisis. This did not exist until Donald Trump, the president, and his administration decided to make it a crisis.
Well, I wonder, the president said something I thought fairly astounding this morning about asylum. He said, we shouldn't be hiring judges by the thousands as our ridiculous immigration laws demand. We should be changing our laws, building the wall, hire border agents and ICE. And here's the crucial part, not let people come into our country based on a legal phrase they are told to say is their password. He's referring to asylum there that is enshrined both in domestic U.S. law and international law that is widely recognized across the world as a human right. What do you think of him calling it a password?
I think this is terrible. We know it's inhumane. We know what we're doing to these asylum seekers when they try to come to this country. And just to put it into context, Chris, if you go back to the beginning of the George W. Bush administration, you had 1.6 million apprehensions along the U.S.-Mexico border. Last year, it was something like 400,000 apprehensions. We have the capacity to address lawful asylum claims. We're the wealthiest, the most powerful country on the planet. And those who lawfully belong here, through a lawful asylum claim where they can prove credible fear, there's no telling what they will do for the United States. The jobs they'll create, the art that they will produce, the families that they will raise here. That's the story of this country, 230 years and counting, and we lose that at our peril. This is going to be decided right now. It's up to all of us. The president precipitated. He made this decision. Now it's for us, the American people, to decide.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration has filed an emergency motion in court so it can lock up migrant children indefinitely, along with their parents. Earlier, Attorney General Jeff Sessions told the Christian Broadcasting Network that it's painful to hear religious leaders condemn the policy of child separation he oversaw. But the most absurd story of the week has to be the one surrounding Melania Trump's trip to Texas to visit some of the centers where the kids are detained. Stephen Colbert has more.
Today, on her way to show that she cares, Melania wore a jacket that says, I really don't care, do you?
Wow.
That's what they settled on? What was her first choice? A jacket that says, womp womp. She's forgotten the most important fashion advice. Before you leave the house, look in the mirror and take off that jacket. But the First Lady spokesman says, it's a jacket. There was no hidden message. Right. It's definitely not hidden. It's right on the back. And I'm going to guess this is one message she did not steal from Michelle Obama. Now, I'm sincerely curious here. How many people would get fired for this at a normal White House? One? Five? The entire executive branch? Because in the middle of the worst moral scandal in recent memory, so bad that her husband backed down for the first time in memory, people who were supposedly on her side let her get on a plane with a jacket that said, "I really don't care, do you?" For the record, we do. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.